This is Twit.
All right. Did you know that you could take your old phone? Do you remember in the spy movies where, okay, you want to know if somebody's entered your hotel room, right? So you put, like, pull out a hair and you look at and you put it on the door, right? And then you
how
see
many
this,
times have I done this?
How many
countless
so that you
times.
Come back and if the hair is falling off the door,
yeah,
somebody entered your room, or you do the same thing on a drawer, yeah, or whatever. Wouldn't it be cool if you could take some old Android device just lying around, just put it on your desk like that, and have it notify you? Even better than a hair,
cool,
it could message you on your current phone and say, somebody's here, and even better than that, show you a picture of it. That's Haven on the line right now with us, Nathan Freitas. He's director of the Guardian Project and helped create... Hey, Nathan!
Hey, Leo. Great to see you.
Good to see you. Jason. I like your tour shirt. I'm assuming that's why you have an onion on your T-shirt.
It is. It's delicious produce as well.
Actually, we've talked about tour before, but this is kind of something a little bit different. First of all, how did this project come about?
Well, I've been working for a while on, you know, through Guardian Project with my team on tools for activists, journalists, human rights defenders, you know, sort of satisfying these really more extreme use cases through mobile apps. And I've also been working with sensor technology, you know, using smartphone sensors to capture evidence that can be used in court cases, human rights courts, international courts, to verify media. And some of my friends at Freedom of the Press Foundation knew this, and people that used to work with Guardian Project. And it all came together one day when Edward Snowden and Michael Lee, who were there, were brainstorming about how can we protect journalists really from physical intrusions. And as much as you think we talk about encryption, that's great for the network. But often in the world, there's so many people who are affected by theft, by physical assault, by having people come into their spaces without them knowing it. And so they really wanted to find a way to satisfy that. And they came to us to do it.
So did Snowden have some ideas, or who came up with this, I think, very clever idea?
It was, you know, I got a call from Harlow Holmes at Freedom of the Press Foundation. She said, can you jump on a, you know, a Jitsi Meet call? And I jumped on, and there was Ed Snowden.
Wow.
And,
wow.
Hi, Ed.
Yeah, I know. Like, hey, cool. Let's talk.
If you saw the documentary, Citizen 4, about Ed Snowden, when he was doing this, like, he would put a pillowcase over his head and the computer so that if there was a camera in the room, they wouldn't see him type his password. I mean, and you know what? He knew, because he was a contractor for the NSA, he knew what the risks were. So he's very well aware of the lengths that spy agencies will go, bad guys will go, to snoop on you.
And I think he really wants to stop just scaring the bejesus out of us and actually build police. So,
right.
You might have, last summer, he collaborated with Bunny Huang, who's a famous hardware hacker.
Bunny. I know Bunny from years ago, yeah.
Yeah, they built the introspection engine, which is a dock you put on your iPhone to tell if you're being monitored and backdoored.
Right,
so
that
was a creative collaboration, and he published a paper, and now he came to us, and he's incubating ideas. He's super creative. He's super enthusiastic, really like one of the best collaborators we've had, and the whole team at Freedom of the Press Foundation. So it's been great, and you know, he's just a really great person, and came up with so many ideas, and it wasn't, you know, the idea of the lone genius inventor is mostly a myth, except for maybe Steve Gibson.
But, he is definitely alone. I don't. No, even so Steve has a lot of collaborators. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been working on this for a year, and it also is open source. So we started with code by another developer named Marco Zaccardi, who we've never met, but he had this really cool motion detection, which you'll see in the app for the camera. And he had some other sensor code. We had sensor code. And we put it together. We figured out the threat model. Like, oh, should we back up everything in the cloud? No, because that's surveillance, right? If you take data and
someone's
computer, that's not going to make a journalist or an activist or anyone feel safe. And so then we said, well, how can we use Signal and Tor to interconnect devices? How do we build essentially, you know, a Nest Cam for a very paranoid user community.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody has, You know, if you're thinking, well, where could we get a motion detection device that senses light, movement, and sound, has accelerometers, has cameras, has microphones, has access to signal? Where could we? Who would have? We all have one in our pockets, right?
Yeah.
In fact, just like you, we probably have a few leftovers from years gone by. Yeah, who would have such a thing?
That's my favorite part about this project, because I'm always like, you know, we review a lot of phones here, obviously, but people, we just collect these things because what do you do with them when they're done? Put them to use. This is an awesome use for an old device.
So you put this on a, or somebody in the chat room, on a Nexus, did you? Somebody put it on
I put
Nexus.
It on a Nexus 5 in the office. I didn't bring that out here. I have it right
but
now.
But we have it on your Pixel too. So let's show people how this works. Oops. So you download the free app, Haven, from the Play Store. And you turn it on, you're going to perhaps give it the phone number of another device. And if you use Signal, even better, you can give it your Signal account number, which is usually your phone number. Mm-hmm. And you've made it active. So yeah. What is it doing what's it doing right now, Nathan? It's just sitting here.
Yeah. So it's actively monitoring the camera sensor for any sort of significant change, a delta in motion.
Ooh,
it's looking
it sees
for
my head.
Yeah, a sound threshold of the microphone, so probably picked up your voice. Movement.
Look, here we have secret document. Oh, yeah, let's exactly, steal secret document.
If it's a pitch black room, it's using the ambient light sensor to look for like a flashlight, for instance.
Can it only see straight up, or what is the area it can see?
I mean, whatever your camera sees. So we're really dependent. One of the most interesting things is how different each device is with their cameras. But the other exciting thing is, you know, if you add a fisheye lens, you can anything your phone can do, we can take advantage of.
You could position it somewhere. Now, you know, you could put it up on a show. You could position it so it could see the whole room. You easily figure out how to do that, right? And
I put it in.
Isn't going to attract a lot of attention.
Yeah, I mean, you leave a phone on a desk in a hotel room. That's one thing. You can, you know, we're really starting to understand the depth of and variations of people who want to use it. So when we're talking to human rights organizations and they have offices they want to protect in high risk areas, right? So that's one thing. We have people that want to, you know, I joked that it's the most secure baby monitor ever. So you could leave it next to a crib and even sense, you know, not only the crying, but, you know, if someone falls or footsteps on the ground through the vibration. And we even had a durian fruit enthusiast group from Singapore say, could it detect durian falling from the tree in the middle of the night? So we don't have to go out there. So
probably I would guess.
If a durian and there's falls another group and no called, one's there to smell it.
Yeah. There's a group called Rainforest Connection that's using smartphones to monitor poaching and logging.
We've had him
so
on
it's
the
not
show.
Just,
yeah.
I love those guys. And it's not just us. I mean, I think the idea that Tough not only can you, you take used phones, but that anywhere in the world you could buy an inexpensive Android phone, instead of having to custom build hardware and go into that cycle, you can use what's there as a sensor platform and help people.
So the journalist that's worried about their laptop either being broken into and, you know, important information pulled from it or even stolen altogether. Obviously, this app doesn't keep people from taking the laptop or opening it. All it is it's a contact point. It's a notification point for that journalist that something actually happened.
It's that hair on the door.
It's that hair on the door.
Yeah. But you might also get pictures.
Right.
Yeah, and then the idea of evidence and gathering, I mean, what Edward Snowden said is, you know, it creates a herd immunity against these attacks. And what he means is now people have to wonder, do they have Haven running in this space, right?
Good.
Is Haven there? You know, and I think that is really the idea that someone could be doing this makes the attacker think twice.
You see, I found some strange person looking at my stuff the other day. And so this is in the log.
If you tap the photo, it'll open full screen. You'll see the whole picture.
Oh, it caught the
Leo
LaPorte guy. Look what he was doing.
He's dressed in his spy uniform.
Now, the good news is this is open source, so people can look at the code, make sure it's not doing anything malicious. And it uses known strong solutions for communicating, Signal or Tor. If you have Signal, that's the easiest way, right? It'll send a message via Signal.
Right. You can sync either every single photo, every single event can be synced in real time over Signal. Wow. Or you can say only really notify me once every minute or 5 minutes if you want to limit it. But it means that you don't need a SIM card. You can use a tablet to send over signal.
Oh, because it could just be on the Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And so there's a lot. The open source side is amazing. First, we announced this really just to get the open source project going. Of course, when Edward Snowden announces something, there's a lot of response.
Yeah.
But we've had an amazing growth in our project. I just want to thank all of the contributors who've joined. But we've also gotten a lot more people thinking about threat models and attackers and spy movies. And, okay, they're going to cut off the Wi-Fi and then they'll take over the cell towers. And what do we do then? So there's a lot of exciting ideas like creating a heartbeat so that you know if they cut the Wi-Fi, for instance. So there's a lot. We have a lot more to do. It's in beta. But again, being open source means that people can audit it and trust the code and trust our process. But they can also contribute to it. And we've really had a wonderful response from the open source community.
Well, and it strikes me they not only could contribute, but they could learn from it. Because, for instance, if IoT devices were more secure, like this would they'd be less of a problem in the world out there, you know?
Exactly. And we've been really talking, you know, I think when I talked to you last, I was really pushing Tor Onion services as an interconnect for IoT. Signal can work just as well. And I think, you know, right now it reminds me of that time when people said, why do we need end-to-end encryption? Why do we need CPS?
Yeah.
Why not? You know, it doesn't mean you can't share data with a third party. It just means you get to choose when to share data with a third party. So if I want to signal sync my data to an Amazon cloud, I can, but it's not the default behavior for a device.
Was the feeling that TLS, that HTTPS was just not secure enough?
I think it's fine, but that means usually you have to go first to a third party if you want to connect to yourself remotely. This means I can have my phone anywhere in the world and receive the data from this device point to point.
Yeah.
So that's all. And I think, you know, it's all part of a solution. And we do hope that because this is open source, we're showing a better way, and that the, you know, the durian fruit community will have their detection device.
Finally. We've been waiting a very long time.
Is there a development ongoing? Is there more to come?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's, I mean, I think I emailed you, like, there's a new beta. Make sure you get the
latest.
I
got it. I did.
We're running.
But it's on Android's Play Store, so I got the update automatically, which is nice.
Yeah, so we have a very rapid development cycle going. We have the lead UI person from Salesforce has joined our project.
Wow.
And is
it's a very nice UI. I tell you, for a program like this, usually you don't expect so much polish. This has a lot of information. It's really nicely done. Yeah.
I think the main idea we want to do is add video recording. That's a big one.
Okay.
Right now we don't have.
Yeah.
We want to add the ability to synchronize multiple devices together over so you can basically have if you shake it a little more, you should see this.
So you're testing the accelerometer in here.
Yeah. For whatever reason.
So it's in video.
We want to be able to sync
multiple devices together so you could have multiple deployed. And we want to have an iPhone version. And it might be that the iPhone version is not it doesn't necessarily make sense to run this on an expensive iPhone device. We're still figuring that out. But everyone else is the iPhone version.
And also, you'd probably have to have a jailbroken iPhone because they just don't give you access to these sensors in the way that Android does.
Yeah, that's true. And so we're really listening to the feedback from partners. We have a human rights organization in Colombia called Movilizatario who's been using this with people at risk there of extrajudicial killings and kidnappings. So we're really trying to figure out, is this something that could help them, you know, before they rush in and using it? We have a lot of other activist communities, people that want to use it to monitor sensitive servers in a server rack. So
this is really clever. I mean, it really, you kind of hit the nail on the head. It kind of is like a super secure Nest Cam that can do a lot more, is less expensive, that you control. You're not letting some third party store it, not paying a subscription fee either. I think they better watch out. this is a really great platform.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, no, we want our ideas stolen and taken and used. That's what I get grant money for. So please, Nest, Bing, whoever.
Yes, do this. This is great. The Guardian Project is online, guardianproject.info. If you want to learn more about what Nathan and his team do, it really is very important work, more important now than ever before. And you can find out more about Haven by going to their GitHub site, looking at their software. There's more than Haven there. And, of course, download it from the App Store. Put it on your old, you know, tab. I have a bunch of old kind of Android tablets that I don't use anymore.
Yeah, Nexus 7 is a good platform for it.
Anything, I mean, if it's got Wi-Fi, it's probably going to work, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Nathan, great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us, and thank you for doing the work
you do.
It's
really
important.
Thank you, Nathan.
Take care.
Thanks.
Very cool.
Yeah, I love it. I love putting old devices to work on something.
It's kind of fun to play with.
New. Yeah.
Well, think about it. Next time you're in a hotel and you want to know, did somebody come in my room and what did they do? You just put it on the, put it there and just leave it there and see what happens. You get the log.
And then you end up with the log. You can share out the audio files if you want. Actually, you can share out anything that ends up in the log if there's something really important. But, you know, it's a WAV file, so if you've got that audio trail and you need to inspect it
a
little bit later,
it's funny how addictive this stuff is. I never thought we needed cameras around the house. We live in a nice, safe neighborhood. There's never any problem. But there's all sorts of uses for stuff like this.
Yeah.
Like, you can see, you know, when my kids came in to borrow the Segways. You can,
which that's why the segues aren't
actually, an awful lot. But these are, it turns out it's not always just security. It's just knowing when one of our cats was kind of missing, she went and she looked and was able to go back in time and see when the cat was. We had the lighthouse and we also had some cameras outside and she could go back. You find all these uses that you really think about. It's not just security. It's kind of nice to be able to look at stuff and see what happened.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Probably want to have it plugged in, though, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, the battery is diarrhea.
I'm sure it'll blast through that battery.
Just pretend I'm charging my old Nexus 5. What's the problem? You got a problem with that?
I'm charging it forever.
And by the way, you can hide the screen so they don't see.
Right. If I turned it off, it would still be logging. It'd
still be doing it.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be very useful. You're like, never mind.
I didn't ask Nathan this, but on the one hand, you want to publicize it, right? But on the other hand, you really don't want bad guys to know that this such a thing exists. Although he said there is a beneficial effect. They're a little more careful going into rooms because there might be cameras there. Right?
Caution.
Caution. Yeah.